Welcome to the Sports and Shit Podcast presented by Anchor. Your hosts each week are Maddie.
But it burned. For me and her, it burned. There was a burning.
And the multi-talented Smitty.
There's worse ways to go than eating grilled cheese every day and having sex every day.
If you like sports sprinkled in with a little bit of shit, then this podcast is for you. Now, here are your hosts, Maddie and Smitty.
You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want.
Welcome to the Sports and Shit Podcast for another episode. Season 2, episode number 13. Lucky number 13. And it is presented to you by Lops Brewing in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. You can follow us on Twitter, Sports and Shit Pod. You can catch us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, Sports Mini. Send us an email, sportsandshitpod@gmail.com. I am Maddie, and my co-host is drinking the Lops Brewery beer as we speak. And I am tongue-tied thinking about it. Smitty!
Hey! Thank you very much. Thank you.
You had the Bedrock Pilsner.
I did.
Made of Fruity Pebbles.
It is.
Hence the Bedrock thing.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Real good.
Yeah. It had a fruity thing, a finish, if you
yeah,
will.
Yeah. You could smell the fruity.
You could smell the fruity.
And the finish, fruity.
Fruity. Fruity finish.
So there you go.
That's what it's all about.
Yep. And we may or may not have consumed some Sunset IPA down there as well.
We did.
We may or may not have taken some to go.
We did. I took a cherry stout that I'm looking forward to trying.
Yeah.
And we took some Sunset Mimosa. Sorry.
Yeah.
And that's because that's our favorite beer. We love it there.
We do.
So get down to Woonsocket. When you're down in the Woonsocket, Rhode Island area, roll them up. And then go over and visit Lops Brewery and see what they got. Because they always have new creative things.
They're rolling new shit out, you know, weekly, daily.
Constantly.
Constantly happening. New shit. And you should go down there and check out the patio. Patio is beautiful.
You definitely should.
And you should drink outside. Because it's the thing to do, really.
Right.
If I could just drink outside all the time, I would probably do that.
Yeah, and I would too. And we would just put our liver right beside us in the seat beside us and just keep drinking right outside.
Yeah.
Outside, outsourced drinking, eating, that type of atmosphere.
Did you just say outsourced?
Outsourced.
I'm outsourcing
my drinking.
Because the liver, it hurts the liver.
It does hurt the liver.
So you're outsourcing it. So the liver is not, your liver is not affected.
I will tell you that I went over to the ER the other night. I had a pain in my side, my right side. I thought for sure it was my appendix or like a kidney stone or something.
Yeah.
It hurt like hell for like a couple hours.
Really?
So I'm at the ER. And I'm registering to get in there to see if they can take a look at me because I really started to get concerned. And I won't, I mean, I'm not the type that goes to the ER for every little thing, for sure. So I go, it starts to subside. And so the doctor says, you know, I think it's probably just like gas. And I was like, I don't know. This almost feels organ-like. And that's what she said. And then he said, maybe it's gas. So sure as hell, I got the gas X. And it was fine. A little Tylenol, a little gas sex, and a half hour later, I was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the doc knows. Yeah. Good story.
I am alive.
I'm glad you weren't, you know, wounded in any way.
No, I wasn't in any type of harm. You know, people around me may have been.
So I saw this on Twitter today, and I just want to bring this up real quick.
Yeah.
So Podchaser
put
out a tweet that says, what makes for a good co-host? What do you think makes for a good co-host? I answered this on Twitter.
You did.
And put everyone in the feels.
It gave me all the feels.
Yeah.
It did. A good co-host, you need chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
You said friend.
I said a friend.
A friend.
A friend.
And a hashtag laughter.
You need a friend. You need someone that's going to be there for you, a friend that you can share moments with, and then laughing. Laughing is fun. There it is.
I'm totally in agreement with you. The chemistry and the bond, and we've been I was going to say together. we've been together a long time.
We've been chemists.
Yeah, we have.
For a while.
We've been concocting things for a long time. And that's why we, you know, we have the chemistry.
Yeah, we can do the podcast and we pull it off.
And it happens. I mean, it flows. It happens. Sure. You know, what didn't happen was we had two guests lined up.
We did. Double the guests. Double the fun. Double the entertainment.
Yeah. You know what else we also got? Is double the bird.
We did.
Because neither one of them followed through and they blew us both off.
We got double freedom rockets.
We did.
We got double middle fingers.
We did.
We got the fuck you from the both of them. So, you know, maybe eventually at some point we'll get one of both of them on and we will let bygones be bygones.
Maybe.
I mean, we will.
Of course we will.
For the caliber of guests.
Yes.
We'll let bygones
be. Yeah, we will. Of course we will.
Be bygones.
I mean, beggars can't be choosers.
But we're not.
It was unfortunate.
We're not happy about it.
No, it was unfortunate.
Not happy about it at all.
We were ready to go. Easter Sunday is when this drops. So happy Easter. And if you don't celebrate Easter, then happy Sunday. But you know what? Life goes on and we will have an even better guest next week. Not sure who it is, but the hell. We will try like hell. All right, news time. Lops Brewing is the sponsor. And it is a brewery and tasting room in downtown Woonsocket, Rhode Island, specializing in small batch ales and lagers.
And pilsners.
Yeah, the Bedrock Pilsner. Open 7 days a week. Use the coupon code SPORTS to get 10% off your online order. Please visit www.lopsbrewing.com and follow at Lops Brewing for new beers and events. And we will be there shortly on a nice summer day doing the podcast from there.
We are. We're going to go down there. We're going to do the podcast. Before or after or during, we're going to be outside. We're going to drink probably heavily.
Heavily.
So we're going to enjoy the hell out of that. Mm-hmm. You people, the listeners, should come down there when it's nice out and join us.
Yeah, and support us like you always do.
And support the Lops Brewing because they've been terrific to us the whole time. Mm-hmm. I might even get a job down there.
You were negotiating today.
I was negotiating today. I don't know if all of you know, I've been laid off, so I'm working part-time at my old job.
Right.
And I'm looking for, you know, a little supplemental income. And I think I might go down there and bartend a little bit on, you know, Saturdays or something.
You are a regular Tom Cruise and cocktail.
I'll flip the fucking bottles.
You will.
I mean, they don't have any. They don't have any liquor down there. It's beer.
Yeah.
It's beer.
Yeah.
But I'll pour you a pint. Yeah. Come on down.
Yeah. Small head, though. yes. So the news brought to you by Lost Brewing. Speaking of small heads, Megalodons. Megalodons. I'm not sure what this word is.
Say that one more time.
Megalodons.
No, what I want you to do is this is what I want.
Okay.
I want you to choose how you think it should be pronounced.
Okay.
And then say it with conviction.
Megalodons.
There you go. Boom.
Had penises that were about 20 feet long. What is a megalodon?
What is a megalodon?
20 feet long.
That's a huge.
20 feet?
That's a huge. That's
like three grown men, 6 foot men.
That's a huge penis.
It is. And damn it, painful. I mean, that's just
painful.
Well, it would be painful if there were extracurricular activities happening. 20 feet long. I mean, that's no one wants that. Nobody wants that. No one at all. Hey, how about this? What do you think is the age that you peak at? I saw this on a radio station earlier this week. An age that you peak at.
Are we talking about just men in general?
Or are we talking about like me, myself? I just think as a general rule, and probably you yourself too, but what do you feel is a good age that we peak at? Probably men are probably different than women.
Yeah, men, I would say. I'm saying the men probably peak like 26, 25.
Really?
25, okay. 26.
All right. I think it's more like, well, I you know, peak. I mean, I
peak. We're talking about peak.
Peak.
So 30s, yeah, 30. Like 30s, yeah. You're like, I'm good.
I know
some stuff. I'm mature. But then you also have like 30s, you have like a little aches and pains.
A little this. Yeah, a little that, a little this.
Yeah. Little things that bug you, a little aches and pains.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like mid-20s, like you recover from a hangover. Boom.
Your megalodon is not
20 feet. Your megalodon is 20 feet.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm good.
You're ready to roll.
I can go out on the town. I can recover. I'm at the peak of my whatever, manliness.
I would say that, typically in sports, professional sports, they say like 28.
27 to 29 is the prime.
I'd say probably that. 27, 28 is probably, and then once you hit 30, you start going to the back end. 40 is a tough one. 40 is when you really start to get, like, you know, you got to get checked, you know, up the rectum and everything. I mean, you got a lot of different things going on there.
Yeah, 40 is not a peak.
40 is not a peak at all.
No.
And then 50 is approaching. And I'm telling you right now that 50 is going to be the hardest one for me yet, I think. I think 50 is going to be difficult. I really haven't had a hard time with my age. 50 is going to be a tough one, I think.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just, you know, 50, halfway to a century. 50 to me means like, okay, now I'm a 50-year-old guy. Now I'm old.
I don't know if I'll have the same problem that you did, because I've been saying that I'm old for a long time. Right. And, so you know, I've come to grips because my body's been falling apart for a while. You know, two bad shoulders. You know, things haven't been going well. So I've come to grips with it. 50 won't bother me, but I hear you. You know, you're in your 40s. Like, you're on the backside.
I mean,
there's no two ways about it.
You are.
You're on the backside.
I mean, I'm 40. I'm 48.
Yeah.
If I live to 96, I'm halfway through life.
That's what I mean. You're on the backside already.
Halfway through.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's
it's already come. The hitting 50 don't mean shit. It's already happened.
Yeah,
you're already on the backside.
Now I'm just on borrowed time. Now I'm just...
Exactly.
I'm treading water.
Welcome to the club. Everything sucks from now on.
Everything sucks.
Yeah, everything sucks.
What is that R.E.M. song? Everything Hurts?
Everybody hurts.
Everybody hurts at 50.
Should I sing? Should I sing again?
is it like Cher?
If I could turn back time. I mean, that's fitting.
It is. If you could turn back time, there it is. That's right. I wish I could turn back time.
Then we'd be, you know, still in our peaks.
Yeah, we would. Hey, do you know what a group of flamingos is called? it's a flamboyance.
That is tremendous. Isn't that awesome.
Flamboyance.
I think when we go out as a group, we should call ourselves a flamboyance. I think that is amazing. That is. I mean, I can't think of a better name for a group of flamingos.
I think that's what they call in France. They call that apropos, right? It is apropos.
Wow.
Flamboyance.
Look at you.
I am. With the French. Dropping French today. Fuck. Yeah.
That's
flamboyance. We are a flamboyance.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We should call ourselves that.
Okay. Let's do it. All right. No argument here. Hey, do you do the pay it forward thing at Dunkin' Donuts?
I do. I've done it probably a handful of times, three, four, five times.
I had it done to me like three times this year and finally did it. Finally get off my frugal ass. But a man paid it forward, $4,000 at Dunkin' Donuts.
Paid
for $4,000 worth of drive-through orders in Beaver Creek, Ohio.
I mean, that's excessive.
Yeah. It started with an anonymous donor initially asked for a $1,000 gift card to pay for future customers' orders. After being asked to come inside by the manager, the donor increased the offer to $4,000. The store's general manager said they were waiting, and they were like, you know what? Let's just make it $4,000. It's been a really rough year for everybody. So he went in thinking, at first he was going to get $1,000 worth of gift cards. He got 40 $100 gift cards, were divided equally between in-store and drive-through customers. So just as people came, handed them out.
Handed out $100 gift cards. Yeah. That's awesome.
40 of them. Yeah.
I mean, I paid it forward and I wasn't pissed, but I was like, I was kind of like, are you kidding me? When I go to the Dunkin' Donuts, I usually get like large coffee and a breakfast sandwich or a wrap or something. And my total is like, you know, the most it's like $5. So I go through and I do the thing and then I'm like, I'm going to pay it forward. So I'm going to get the person behind me. And I should have known right away. Should have known. The lady at the counter was like, you sure you want to do that? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I said I was going to do it. Right. So, like, and she was like, it's $14. I'm like, what the fucking Christ? Right. Come on.
You know what they were playing in the background?
Right.
If I could turn back time.
I could turn back time, I would take back the fact that I was going to be a nice guy and pay it forward. But no, $14. I did it. The person behind was probably turning cartwheels in the fucking car.
Oh my God, this guy, he paid for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't want to.
Hey, minivan, pay it forward.
So there's this website called thesportsdrop.com. It issued an interesting question. The most hated college basketball player ever. Who would be the most hated college basketball player
ever?
Well,
that's a good question.
It is a good question.
So I'm a UConn fan. You know this. I'm a UConn basketball fan. Right. So for me, the answer, and I don't know if you'll know who this is, probably will, Eric Diefendorf.
Oh, yeah. Syracuse, who actually has a podcast out, Eric Diefendorf does.
Does he? Yeah. We should get him on so I can yell and scream in his face.
We should. We have a little rivalry going. We should.
So he was of the Syracuse beat UConn in that like 5 overtime game.
Right.
And Diefendorf hit a couple of huge shots in that game.
That's right.
Motherfucker that he is. So to me, he is my most hated college basketball player. But I mean, I can pick out some Duke guys too. Christian Laettner
was
high on the list. Yeah. Really anyone else from Duke. Wojo is on the list. Shane Battier couldn't stand. I mean, you want to name anybody from Duke when I was at UConn.
Yeah. Grayson Allen.
Oh, yeah. He's a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah. I mean, he's hated by a lot of people.
Tyler Hansbrough from North Carolina was hated by a bunch of guys.
He was another guy. He was.
Any of those guys that were from big-time college programs that had a lot of success that other teams, other schools didn't like,
they're going to be
high on the list.
Yeah. So Christian Laettner would probably be my number one.
Yeah. I mean, Laettner hit that shot against UConn, too, to send them to the...
Right, and he hit the shot against Kentucky. The full court pass to him. I was a freshman in college in a dorm with a bunch of guys rooting for Kentucky hard.
Yeah, I was rooting for Kentucky hard too.
Makes the shot at the buzzer. Then they beat Michigan, the Fab Five, and that drove me crazy. Yeah. So I didn't like Christian Laettner at all. I think he was a douche. So if you've got a problem with Jay's Flying Pizza, we can meet at Cumbie's on 104 and swap smacks over it. This is from Barstool.
Yeah, I saw this. So this is basically, it's a South Shore, Massachusetts pizza wars about bar pizza. It's in a chat group for South Shore Pizza. So first of all, why is there a chat group for South Shore?
I don't know.
Bar pizza. But somebody wanted to fight somebody else about South Shore bar pizza. Don't get me wrong. I love me some pizza. I love me some bar pizza. But I'm not going to fight anyone.
No, I'm not
like
fighting
this,
anyone.
This comes back to the whole, like, why are you fighting about stuff?
Yeah, that's what I don't get. I've managed my whole life without fighting.
Why does it matter that much to you that you would be willing to meet somebody on route,
104.
Why would you be willing to meet somebody on route 104 and fight them over a pepperoni pizza?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I just don't care enough. Like, I guess I just don't care enough. Maybe I should care more.
No.
No.
No, you shouldn't. About bar pizza?
No.
You're going to fight, you're going to meet somebody.
Right.
Can you imagine right now leaving here and being like, I got to go to route 104. I'm going to fight somebody over a pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, you know what? Jay's Flying Pizza evidently has really good pizza, it says here.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
No.
It's not far from here, evidently. But it's like pizza, baby, just like in Wedding Crashers. Like, pizza's pizza. Like, yeah, there's some better than others, sure. But it's really hard-pressed to not eat pizza, even if it's not very good.
Yeah.
It's still good enough.
There's no need to fight anybody about it.
No.
Like, we just went to the Chateau, had a couple of, had a cheese, had a pepperoni, had a couple of chicken parm sandwiches.
Oh, God, yeah.
Knocked our fucking socks off.
Oh, my God.
Like, we're not fighting anybody. No. We're just eating pizza,
baby.
We're just
eating pizza. We're just eating pizza. That's all. So stop fighting about needless things. Just enough pizza for everybody. Very weird question right here. If you could have one athlete give the eulogy at your funeral, who would it be?
Wow.
How about that one?
Wow.
And this is a Twitter tweet. And in the comments, Gary Sheffield Jr.'s son said, "Dad, that's really cool."
That is cool.
That is really cool. Gary Sheffield was a great player. He should be in the Hall of Fame.
He should be.
But this is an interesting
question. Scared the bejesus out of me every time he came up.
He would get it home. He seemed like you just couldn't get him out. Like, he has such a violent swing that just seemed like he was going to kill it every time he swung.
He came up in big spots. And it,
oh, my God.
And it scared the fuck out of me every time. I'm like, he is going to hit one to the fucking moon.
Every time.
Every time. Scared the bejesus out of me. So I got to go. Jesus, that's so hard.
It's a hard one. It really is. Because you want to get someone who's fairly well-spoken and really means something to you. One athlete. So they have to be alive because they have to be alive for your funeral.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know. I mean, that is a tough one.
It is. It's really tough because, a lot of people would say, you just go with the... go with Tom Brady or go with Larry Bird or, somebody that...
One of the greats.
Yeah. I mean...
But there's other people who meant something to you, too. That,
right.
You know, like, I might pick, like...
Would you pick, like, Rico or...
I might pick Rico Petrucelli, who I worked with, or Dwight Evans, who I loved as a kid. Cam Neely, I loved as a kid. Rick Middleton.
I was a big Cam Neely guy. Big Fred Lynn guy.
Yeah.
Big Jim Rice guy, although... If Jim Rice gave my eulogy, can you
he has a hard time.
Can you imagine? I'm not sure Jim Rice knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, see,
75% of the time when he's on Nesson, when he's commenting, I'm not sure he knows what he's talking about.
Right. And here's the thing about Rice. Great player. Loved him as a kid. Loved
yes,
him.
Absolutely.
I mean, just
loved
great,
him.
Great player and Hall of Famer. But when they throw it to him sometimes and he's not prepared, he just rambles to a point where he's just trying to come up with a point and you can tell he can't. And instead of just giving something short and sweet and moving it on to the next guy, he tries to come up with something, you know, eloquent and articulate and something with substance. And it becomes this ramble that just doesn't make much sense. You know, and it's hard because I do like Rice. And I think he'd be fine if he just, and I thought he would get past it because after a while you get used to it and you just, maybe it's just nerves. He's on the TV for the first time. But no, years later, he's still doing it.
I like Rice a lot too. He's, right. I mean, he was one of my favorite players when I was a kid. But I was listening to the talk on opening day, and he was talking about if you were going to be an outfielder, then you would play in the outfield. And then if you were a left fielder or a right fielder, then you would be a left or right fielder and not an outfielder. Dwight Evans was just a right fielder, but Jim was an outfielder, so he could play right field, and then they told him to play left field, and then he could play left field. So he said this over the course of, you know, a minute or two.
Yeah, I'm
staring at the TV thinking, what is he talking? Yeah. Why is he saying this?
Right.
What is he talking about? He doesn't know what he's talking about. Why is he talking about if you're an outfielder, then you're an outfielder?
Right.
Well, no shit.
Right.
You play in the outfield.
Right.
Of course you're an outfielder.
You're an outfielder. Yeah, that's what I mean. Sometimes he just doesn't know what he's going to say. And Tom Caron will stare at him. And then that when he's done, he just move on. So a woman was stunned when her boyfriend sends her a spreadsheet breaking down costs of a romantic getaway. So they were going on a romantic getaway, and he broke down the costs on a spreadsheet. Must be an accounting and analytical guy, math guy. He broke it down for her. So she was stunned and I believe broke up with him.
I was gonna say I hope she broke
up. My first reaction to this was, does this guy want to have sex in this getaway? Because he's not going to if he provides spreadsheets for the woman with the breakdown. Right?
Spreadsheet.
That's not the sheets.
Spreadsheets.
That's not the sheet. That's not the sheet.
That's what she said.
Yeah, don't.
Spreadsheets.
Spreadsheets. Yeah. So that's didn't go
I
well.
Mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that didn't go well.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
That's like taking your significant other out to dinner and then being like,
itemize the
yeah, your the thing. Chicken tenders were $12.
Right.
My chicken parm was $15. You got a glass of wine. I had a beer. You owe $21. I owe $23. Just pay for the dinner and move along.
I agree. And this was unnecessary and really led to him not having sex. I'm sure. Speaking of
sex,
this type of topic, Sharon Stone says her cosmetic surgeon gave her bigger breast implants without her permission. The horror. So he gave her bigger than she okayed.
Well, okay. Was he operating on her breasts? Or was he doing like a, you know, like a lip thing? And then all of a sudden, you know, she goes from having a B to having a D. And she's like, what the fuck is this?
Well, she was, here's the thing. She was getting in there to remove gigantic benign tumors. So it was benign, which is good.
Yeah.
In her breasts. But when she woke up, Stone said her implants were the wrong size. In an interview, when I was unbandaged, I discovered that I had a full cup size bigger breasts. Ones that he said go better with your hip size. So the doctor said, you know what? For your hip size, let's go a little bigger. Let's go a little bigger. He made an executive decision.
Yeah. The doc was like, I prefer you to have a little C++.
Yeah. When she questioned the surgeon, Stone said he thought that I would look better with bigger, better boobs. You know, I just think his heart's in a good place.
you know what? I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
I think he was trying to do it for the betterment of people.
I think for the betterment of humankind, he was, you know, you need to be a little more well endowed. And maybe Sharon didn't feel the same way.
She didn't feel that way at all. So that's an issue.
So that's, you know, it's too bad really for everyone.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. It's unfortunate. Crows have an estimated 250 different warning calls including one for cats, one for hawks, and one for people.
Say that one more time.
Crows in the warning call. They just want me to. Yeah. Crows have an estimated 250 different warning calls.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a lot.
It is. And, it is a lot.
You know, a lot of different tones and such. And one is for cats, one is for hawks, and one is for people. And then there are 247 others, evidently. That's not one of them. No. So just in case you hear a crow out there, may not be calling for you. Maybe calling for a hawk or a cat or some other creature.
That's a lot of, I mean, I don't have 247 warning calls.
No, no.
I mean, do you have, like, if a cat was attacking you, do you have a different warning call? If a cat was attacking you versus a crow or a hawk?
Yeah, see, if a cat is, I probably have less of a 7-year-old girl call than if, like, a rabid dog was.
Yeah. What about a hawk or?
If a hawk was, like their claws
talons,
in you, like
their talons,
yeah, their talons. Oh, nice,
yeah,
their talons, like a vulture, like if a vulture
you,
came down.
Do you have a separate? You? Do you have a separate warning call for a vulture?
No, I don't have. I don't. No, because I haven't had this happen to me, and I don't know if I've ever seen a vulture at all. Nor has one been clawing at my forehead. So no, I don't.
I just watched a show on Netflix called The Irregulars.
Okay,
that was about this group of irregular kids that have to deal with, based in London. So like Sherlock Holmes, kind of Dr. Watson, like gets involved with it. But the first episode is about birds that attack you.
Really?
Yeah. So it was like, I don't know what kind of birds, crows, let's call them crows. Why not?
Sure, sure.
Come down crows. And like swoop out. Like, so this one girl, like they attacked the girl and they like pecked her eyes out, pecked her eyes out, pecked her eyes out.
Out of her sockets?
Out of her, yeah. So they show the girl afterwards, and she has no eyes. Eyes pecked right out.
Oh my,
see,
where was this?
Gone. Right on the street.
Was this in like an Indonesia somewhere?
No, in London. They attacked her.
Oh, in London, really?
Yeah, attacked her.
It just pecked her
eyes out?
Pecked
her eyes out.
Oh my God, almighty. What you're doing right now with your hands and mouth is frightening me more than a vulture right now.
You should have a separate call for that.
Yeah, don't peck my eyes out. Don't touch. Okay, cauliflower flavored Peeps. We talked about Peeps last week. Peeps soda was coming out.
Peep
marshmallow soda.
Peep marshmallow soda.
Pepsi and Peeps getting in together.
Getting in bed with each other.
Yes. Cauliflower flavored Peeps.
Cauliflower flavored.
Yeah, cauliflower. Now exists thanks to collaboration with Green Giant. So Green Giant, the organization that does the vegetables.
They do the vegetables.
They do the vegetables.
Yes.
Well. They're doing a Green Giant cauliflower bunnies, flavored bunnies.
Green Giant.
Can you imagine?
I'm going to sing more in the program.
You should.
If I could turn back time.
Yeah, it'll be the last couple episodes, but yeah, go ahead and do that. So the Peeps, the bunnies, the cauliflower flavored bunnies.
Not selling well?
No. I don't know. Again, you're in one of these board meetings or these meetings. And someone in the, you know, on the other side of the table says, you know what we should do? We should have cauliflower flavored Peeps. And then you and I would be over with our coffees saying, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah, we'll be like, yeah. we'll sit and watch and be like, let this motherfucker go.
let
him go. And when he's fired, we'll take his job.
Right, you're going to give me the old nudge of the elbow?
Yeah.
Watch this ass.
Look at this clown. Cauliflower
peeps.
Marshmallow flavored vegetables. Oh, yeah, God. Sure, dude.
Yeah.
Go on ahead.
I'm going to have a peep soda and some cauliflower bunnies. God almighty.
Unbelievable.
I mean, come on. Can we stop? My God. So there's a dog food company out there wants to pay people $27 an hour to look at pictures of puppies.
I would be into this.
I'm into this. It's looking to recruit 10 dog lovers to look at pictures of pups as part of a study to test whether dogs on social media can alleviate people's stress levels. So over the course of the day-long study, each recruit will wear a heart monitor as they go about their normal daily activities, with the exception of taking hourly breaks to look at a series of prepared dog images. So that's, you know, you're going along your day, but then you take a break and you look at the puppies to try to, you know, refocus or center yourself with pictures of puppies. and just to see if it's really decreasing the stress level.
I think it 100% would.
I think it would too. And if it didn't, I would lie and just continue to take $7 an hour.
Yeah. I mean, I think pictures of puppies are very, very cute.
Well, they are. I mean,
and there's nothing, you can't have any bad thoughts. You can't be stressed out when you're looking at cute little dogs.
No.
You can't.
No.
And honestly, I was never a dog person before. Like, I've had traumatic dog experiences when I was a kid, like chased by dogs, almost bit by dogs. Like, dogs used to scare the fuck out of me and still probably in some occasions still do.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Still do.
Sure.
But cute little puppies.
Oh, those are cute.
Yeah.
It really calms you.
I think so.
It does. How about this one? Would you rather bet $1 million on Justin Verlander throwing 100 straight strikes, Steph Curry sinking 100 straight free throws, or Justin Tucker hitting 100 straight 40-yard field goals? I'm going Steph Curry.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going Steph Curry 100 straight. Because didn't he make like something close to that one day in practice or something? Didn't he, or he made like an ungodly amount of 3-point, like 75 3-pointers in a row or something like that in practice.
I'm going Justin Tucker all day.
You're going 40-yard field goals 100 straight?
100 straight.
Well, you know what? That's probably a good one.
There's no way Verlander's throwing 100 straight strikes.
No way. No. That's the least likely.
I mean, maybe if he was going to throw like 75 or something like that and he was going to like half-ass it at, you know, two-thirds speed maybe.
But even still, you're going to
yank. But even still, yeah, you yank one here and there. You put your front foot down, you slip.
Right.
You know, you fuck it up.
And probably same with Steph. He might, you know, he might.
Yeah, you get, you just get, you know, get a battle. I mean, it's 100 in a row.
100 is a lot.
I honestly think, I mean, Justin Tucker's that guy's fucking money.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, from 50, never mind 40.
Right. 40, 100 times in a row. Yeah. Maybe you're right.
That would be my choice.
Justin Tucker. Okay, yeah. Now that you say it, probably Tucker. Do you play the cornhole much?
I do play the cornhole.
Do you? Okay. The most elite scorer in the nation? This guy is Steven Bernaset. He drilled 27 bags in a row. Wow. Speaking of doing things in a row, 27 bags in a row.
27 in a row.
In a row.
See, I think I'm having a great cornhole day if I hit like 3 in a row.
Right. If you make 3 in a row, like in your, like you have the 4 bags and you make like 3 of them, you're like, oh my God, like I'm on fire.
I'm on fire.
27 in a row is a lot. I mean, that's ungodly. Because again, you're going a distance and to drill them all like that, and the board's slippery and you just, you know, every once in a while you just hold one too long. You know, just 27 in a row is insane. It's insane.
I think we should all go up to our good friends, the Tranum's house, and we should just have a cornhole match, and Bill should give us beers until somebody hits 27.
So is it 27 in a row?
Yep.
So that's definitely, our liver will definitely be beside us, because no one's drilling 27 in a row.
No, they're not.
We're going to keep
We're going to go up there and give it a try.
Give it a go.
Yeah.
You know what? Speaking of Bill, Donna, his wife, sent me a text today saying, would you like these? Because she knows I like lemon. I
love lemon.
Lemon Kit Kats. So lemon outside, lemon in the middle there, lemon little cream filling in the middle there, Kit Kats. Seriously? No?
Lemon chocolate?
What's wrong with you?
Lemon chocolate?
No. Like I think it was like lemon, like a lemon icing. Instead of the chocolate, they're like lemon icing. You know what I'm saying?
Icing?
Yeah, like a lemon icing instead of the lemon of the chocolate covered. Why can't you picture this? So it's like like the lemonades.
There's no.
You know the Girl Scout lemonades, for fuck's sake.
Sure, there's
with
no
the icing on top.
There's no icing in Kit Kats.
I know.
I'm gonna
eat the whole package.
I'm just being a dick.
So they're out there. Lemon Kit Kats. So I'm intrigued. I mean, I'll be honest. I would risk it all.
So that's basically like a lemon, because the inside's like wafer.
Right. So you get the wafer in there.
And you have the lemon.
And you have the lemon.
So lemon wafers, basically.
Yeah, lemon wafers. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Okay. All right. Because it's not like lemon chocolate. It's lemon instead of chocolate.
So, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to try them anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy the hell out of lemon things.
No question.
Lemonade. Raspberry lemonade.
That cool, refreshing drink, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's the news, sponsored by Lost Brewing. We're going to come back and have some more tomfoolery.
That's it?
That's it.
We're all done?
More tomfoolery and then we're done.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
All right. Be back in a bit. We're back in the Sports and Shit podcast and time for a new segment. we're going to do a segment called Trending.
That's who she said she was.
Trending.
And in this segment, Smitty has Twitter wide open with the trending items going on right now.
Yeah, we got some things. There's some things trending
currently
in the world of Twitter. So we have Stanford women's basketball is the number one trend on Twitter right now because they're in the Final Four.
They are. So Stanford's playing South Carolina and UConn.
Is playing Arizona.
It's playing Arizona.
Yep, I'm a big UConn guy. So go Huskies.
And UConn has the best player in the country, probably.
Right? Yeah, she won Freshman of the Year, and I think she won AP Player of the Year. First freshman ever to do so.
Right.
Paige Beckers, just killing it out there.
And they got by Baylor, and the Baylor coach with the mask on the press conference was incredible. She hates the mask. She doesn't believe it. You can tell she doesn't believe in the whole COVID thing. She doesn't think. She literally said that they should stop testing in the Final Four so the kids could just play. And not do the testing anymore in the tournament. And she's trying to put her mask on.
She was struggling, to say the least, with her mask.
Oh, my God.
I mean, she had it on, then she didn't really have it on, then she talked, and she moved it down, then she lifted it back up. She looked like a four-year-old trying to keep that thing on her face.
And you could tell it was just her trying to show, in her mind, how ridiculous it was. So she was making a mockery of it, really. Because she would pull it, when she ever wanted to accentuate something, a point of hers, she would pull it down and say what she has to say and then put her mask back on and then, you know, crooked and everything. It was ridiculous. But UConn gets by Baylor and now in the Final Four. So by the time this episode drops, I think would they play Tuesday night championship?
The championship might.
It's usually the night after the men's, isn't it?
I think so. It it's a little different because it's on Friday this year. It's on Friday this year.
Oh, it's Friday.
So it might be Sunday.
It might be
Sunday night. I think it's going to be Stanford. You think South Carolina? I think it's going to be Stanford, UConn, and hopefully UConn cuts down the nets. So the number two trend is hashtag Team SapNap, which I have no idea what this is, but it says fans of content creator SapNap root for him to win the Team Rocket First Edition Pokemon Booster Box during Kyle Jacobs' stream. So this is some kind of Pokemon fucking bullshit.
Wow.
So this segment's going swimmingly so far.
Pokemon has gone much further than I thought. Like, it's been around a while now.
It has been.
It really stuck around somehow.
Like,
the Pokemon Go thing, I don't think is that a thing anymore? Didn't people die?
I think people got run over by cars.
Yeah, right. But I think Pokemon itself has, and I think it's made a little bit of a comeback lately because I see more and more people with the cards and stuff. So yeah, it's interesting. I don't know.
So here's another tweet that says, SapNap just got a $6,000 card. I don't know what this means, but he looks good doing it.
So, $6,000.
Yeah, apparently, I don't know, this SapNap person is some kind of YouTuber or something, but, you know, who really gives a flying fuck?
How about the Jarrett Stidham, the New England Patriots quarterback, who's on Instagram with his girlfriend and so forth? They were talking about it today on sports radio. It's almost like Stidham has become his own social media icon type thing, you know, and not really concerned about being a football player and more concerned about using his fame or whatever fame he has.
More concerned about being
an influencer.
Super.
And his girlfriend too. And he's hanging on by a thread. He doesn't play much. And I'm not even sure he'll make the roster. I mean, he probably will, I guess, but he may not.
I mean, if they draft another quarterback, he's in trouble.
He'll be gone. He would have to be, I would think. I don't think they're going to. Maybe they will, but
they'll be in trouble.
Yeah, so he's an influencer.
The number three trend is WWE SmackDown.
SmackDown. So have you watched wrestling?
I have not watched wrestling other than an episode here or there, probably since WrestleMania 3.
Wow. So since Hogan Andre?
Yeah, Hogan Andre. So WrestleMania 3 was my favorite. Ricky the Dragon.
Right, and Dragon
and Macho Man.
Right.
That was my favorite wrestling match that I've ever seen in my life.
Right.
I mean, that's not true. I've watched since then because I've watched The Rock and I've watched Stone Cold. Yeah. And I have watched since then, but I don't really remember a whole lot of that. But yeah, I was into it big time early on.
Well, I was into it big time when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And WWF and also Texas Wrestling with the Von Erichs and Ric Flair and blah, blah, blah. But I will say that I haven't probably watched it a lot since like the late 90s. Actually, when WCW was just when Vince McMahon bought WCW. and created a monopoly there. And it's all been WWF since, or WWE. I haven't really watched it since then because I was a big WCW fan, Nitro and NWO and that whole thing. I really like that. There's only been a few matches since, you know, we were kids that were really, really great. One was Hogan Rock, WrestleMania. Can't remember which
one it was. Yeah, I remember
that.
I remember that one.
That was a big one where Hogan was supposed to be the bad guy, so to speak, and the crowd really got behind him. And Hulk Hogan had a match with Goldberg on WCW. That was a big one. But
yeah, I remember some of the Mick Foley matches as Mankind,
right.
Like Steel Cage and stuff.
Right.
I remember some of those, but I honestly haven't watched a whole lot of it. I do remember some of the Rock and Stone Cold stuff.
There really don't seem to be. I couldn't tell you who the champion is. I couldn't tell you who the main event wrestlers are right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they have the same personalities as the guys back in the day.
Yeah, it's just not the same. Like, it used to be on, like, talk shows. Like, Hogan would be on talk shows, and, you know, it would be in the whole media world, it would be much more well-known. It doesn't seem like people really in the media really don't get behind wrestling much anymore, and they really don't have superstars. But that's probably why it's trending, because it's Friday night as we record, and SmackDown's on Friday night.
Yeah, so it said it was trending with Seth Rollins and Logan Paul, who are both supposedly trending with the SmackDown.
Oh, terrific.
Trend. Seth Rollins is in the WWE. Logan Paul is some YouTube fucking jerk-off.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Who fights people or something.
That's
so
right.
So maybe they're planning a fight or something. I don't know. Number four trend is hashtag drag race from RuPaul's Drag Race on VH1.
Wow.
So.
Wow. A slow night.
I guess it is.
RuPaul's Drag Race. Oh, so, I get it. Drag queen?
Yeah, yeah.
Drag Race. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's the name of the show. She has a show on VH1 called Drag Race.
I thought we were like...
But I've never seen the show.
I haven't either.
So oh, I really honestly couldn't comment on it.
No.
It's trending with Simone, S-Y-M-O-N-E.
I don't know who that is.
And I don't know who that is. So yeah. I honestly can't comment on the drag race trend, really, other than to say more power to you.
You're really selling it.
Yeah.
And then number five.
Killing it. And number five trend is the Warriors of the NBA. And it's trending with Steve Kerr. Who is the coach of the Warriors.
Yeah.
The Warriors are playing the Raptors tonight.
Oh, nice.
So I'm assuming that's why that's trending, but no Klay Thompson.
No.
Is Draymond Green playing now, or is he hurt? Is he hurt? I think he might be hurt right now.
I think he's hurt.
And Steph Curry has been hurt, but I don't know.
Maybe, he's playing now.
Oh, so he's back, so maybe that's why it's trending, because Steph Curry's back.
Oh, yes, okay.
But still wouldn't take Steph to hit 100 free throws.
No, I guess you're right. Now that I think of it, I guess you're right.
I'm going Justin Tucker.
Here's one last little trending thing for you. What is your take on... So Roy Williams left University of North Carolina, retiring.
Yes. Okay?
So that job is open. First time in 18 years. And I believe that there are like only three or four jobs, Duke, Carolina, Kansas, Kentucky, that are like, those only open once every 25 years. Like, they never open. And they're the elite of the elite jobs. And Brad Stevens is a Boston Celtics coach who had great success at Butler. There's always been whispers that he may go back to college basketball at some point. Indiana came up when the Indiana job opened, and then Mike Woodson got it. So now Carolina opens. Obviously, the Celtics have struggled. Danny Ainge gives Brad Stevens a big vote of confidence. But I would tell you, if you wanted to get back into college basketball at some point, and you knew that the top three or four jobs don't open often, if at all, and this is one of them, and he went to grad school at Carolina.
Did he?
He did.
I didn't know that.
So wouldn't you, if you were Brad Stevens, really strongly consider saying, boy, a job like this may not open again for me?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. If I'm Brad Stevens and North Carolina offers me that job, I'm taking it.
I am too.
I'm taking it because I think the NBA players do not listen to him. I don't think they listen to him at all. I think the coaching goes in one ear and out the other. I don't think Tatum and Brown and Smart and those guys respect him as they should as an NBA coach, because I don't think they think he's done anything in the league, which he really, I mean, he hasn't. I mean, he hasn't won anything in the league. He wasn't in the league. He didn't play. You know, he's not like a Doc Rivers or Phil Jackson or somebody that's going to earn that kind of respect. Hasn't won any titles. Didn't win a title in college. Lost to UConn. Thanks.
Right.
Go Huskies.
And Duke.
So, you know, if I'm him, I take that job. I take it.
I do too.
I think he's great in college. I think he got a lot out of a Butler team that wasn't particularly super talented. At Carolina, he's going to have all the resources to recruit, and it's a name program. It's one of the storied programs of college basketball. It's a dream type job.
I would agree. I think that you could go in if you're Brad Stevens and probably say, give me a 10-year deal, right? Because Bill Self just got a lifetime deal at Kansas. You can go in and say, give me a 10-year deal.
Yeah, I think he could set his price.
He could. And get the jobs to have the security there. Go to Carolina, like you said, pick of the litter as far as talent, all the resources in the world. This is your chance if you really want to go back to college basketball. Because again, the jobs like this, I mean, a lot of jobs will open year to year, but the jobs like this won't open often. And I think that Carolina and Duke and Kansas and Kentucky, I mean, Kansas won't open for a long time. Self's going to be there a long time.
No, I mean, before Self, it was Roy Williams. Williams was there forever. So it was Roy Williams and Self.
He left 18 years ago.
Right. And then now it's, you know, Carolina was Dean Smith, who was there forever. And then it was Williams, been there forever. Duke has
been there forever.
Yeah. Coach K has been there forever.
Early 80s.
You know, Kentucky, it was
Patino.
Patino. And then.
Then they, like a couple of guys briefly, but then yeah, Calipari for a while.
Kelvin Sampson was there for a little
bit. Billy Gillespie was there.
Wasn't Sampson there before?
Sampson was at Oklahoma.
Wasn't there a black guy in Kentucky?
Tubby Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Tubby Smith. Yeah.
So he was there too. And then, but then Cal. And Cal's been there forever.
Right.
And he probably's not going anywhere. Like those jobs, like you said, don't open. So the Carolina jobs open. You know, if that's something that you are interested in, jump at that.
I'm with you. So I think it'll be interesting to see. And he probably won't go. And it probably, they'll hire either Hubert Davis, who was an alum of UNC, or someone else for the job. But I think if you're Brad Stevens, you have to listen, or you have to make the call, or you have to listen to the offer if they're interested. I think you have to, because you may not have this job with the Celtics another couple of years.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen, is he's not going to take the job. It's going to go to someone else, and he's probably going to get fired from the Celtics in a year or two, because...
I think so, too.
The way things are going, it's not trending in the right direction.
And I really don't think it's his fault, per se.
No.
But I think in the grand scheme of things, if the players aren't buying what you're selling, then you get fired.
They're not going to fire Jason Tatum.
No.
They're not going to fire Jaylen Brown.
That's the NBA.
So, you know, it's the coach that takes the brunt of the problems. The team doesn't win, you know, doesn't live up to expectations. It's on the coach. You know, it's like that in any sport. Baseball, basketball, I mean, anything, football, you know, if the teams don't perform, it's on the coach. It falls on the coach, even if the, you know, if it's the players that are the ones that are fucking everything up.
Right. You wear out your welcome and it's time to move on. You know, the Bruins may be finding the same situation a year from now with Bruce Cassidy, who I like a lot, who I think is a really good coach. But again, if it's not working and the players just aren't getting behind what you're saying and sort of tuning you out, or it's wearing thin. Then it's time to move on. It doesn't mean you're a bad coach. Doesn't mean you forgot how to coach. Doesn't mean it's really even your fault.
Yeah, if they're not responding to the message, then change has to be made.
Yeah, so keep an eye on Brad Stevens and North Carolina Tar Heel Blue. All right, Smitty. That'll do it. Episode 13, lucky 13. And we'll be back again next week with the Sportsmanship Podcast. Please rate and review. Go on and listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, wherever you will listen to podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe, follow, share it, all those things.
Yeah, share it with your friends.
Yeah.
Share it with your friends. Mm. If you listen to it and you like it, tell somebody else about it. Tell somebody else. And be like, oh, these guys are pretty funny. Or, you know, these guys suck. You should hear how bad they are.
Whichever.
I mean, yeah, I'm fine either way.
Turn it on and go in the other room.
Yeah, I'm fine whatever. Either way. If you don't like it, if you like it. But tell somebody else about it and say... These guys suck, or these guys are pretty good. We'd appreciate it.
PSA from Smitty.
Yeah. Spread the word.
We need to spread the word.
We need the word to be spread.
We do. We do. All right. Everybody have a wonderful week.
Thanks a lot. Bye.